Ephesians chapter 3, let's look at verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Again, we spoke of how Christ gets into our heart. We're going to refer to that again this morning. That ye being rooted and grounded in love. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for today. God, thank you, though the weather outside is frigid and cold, God, it's good to be in a protected place and have the furnace work. Thinking back of those times when last year or a couple years ago when our furnace wasn't working, thank you. Thank you that we have heat. Thank you that we have your indwelling Holy Spirit, and thank you for your word that, Lord, they just so go together. Lord, I pray as we open up your scriptures here today, God, you would speak. Lord, that you would speak through me. God, that your thoughts would be proclaimed here today. Lord, we need to hear from you. And I'm thankful for our church family. Lord, it's good to be together as a family. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I was talking to Isaiah Seatman this morning. I said, how was, he had a little birthday, they had a birthday get together, and he was telling me all the people that were there. And man, you start going through the Seatman family, and there's a lot of people. And he ran out of hands quick, and then he went round two, and he started to take his shoes off counting, and hold on, I got it. And man, it's good to have our family together. I was thinking there, we were singing some of those songs, and just remembering a few months ago when on a Saturday, Pastor Seatman and I would come in and record, and all we wanted to do was get together and pray together and worship together. What a blessing. What a blessing it is to be together here this morning. Don't take that lightly and for granted. It's truly a privilege. A couple weeks ago, we preached a message about roots, and we talked extensively about roots. I made a couple mistakes. Brother Rodell corrected me on some of my figures, but we're good. We're good. We made right, and he's repented of his ways, and we're just good. We're good. No, so appreciate Brother Rodell and their family. And but this morning we're going to talk about the ground. We talked about roots a couple weeks ago. Today we're going to talk about the ground. There's two aspects I want to talk here. Now, the word is used a little bit differently. It says being rooted and grounded. Grounded. The word grounded means well-balanced. And listen to this word. Well-balanced and sensible. There's a phrase that we... people either have intelligence or we attribute common sense. It seems like it's kind of like the hey, if you're not smart, we'll give you common sense. We'll get to toss you a bone of some sort of title and you have common sense. Well, the Bible wants us to be sensible towards some things. And we're going to talk about that a little bit this morning. Ground, though. I did a little reading about soil. Say, wow, that must have been almost as riveting as the roots, and not thoroughly as extensive because we started getting into chemistry. Who knew that our ground holds such chemistry? Three major nutrients in the soil. Number one, nitrogen. They label it all, I'm just going to make up a word, soilologist. Those are the people that study soil. An acronym, NPK. That represents our nitrogen, our phosphorus, and K would be potassium, of course, because, well, the periodic table, all right? So here is our chemistry. Number one ingredient in the soil is nitrogen. This is the key element in plant growth. Phosphorus, what does phosphorus do? Phosphorus aids in the transfer of energy from sunlight to the plants, but that's in the soil. It's in the soil. Now, I do know that there are some other things that show up in our soil, lesser traces. There's a magnesium and calcium and all of those other things. But the third one is potassium. Potassium helps increase the strength and protects or gives the plant and roots disease resistance. It's interesting how all those things work together. If you have just nitrogen in the, how many of you have ever had your soil tested? Anybody get their soil? Sure, yeah. I want to find out what's going on. Mr. Grandpa Hayes out here, and he's taking samples all over the place. Why? Because he wants to know what the soil is missing, or does it have too much of something, and then I want to add that in. Because if you have too much nitrogen and not enough phosphorus, bad things happen. We have a plant at our house, a flowering bush. What is that thing over down? We walk down the little steps, and it's get those big flowers. Is it rhododendron? Hydrangea. Hydrangeas, sometimes hydrangeas are, have you ever seen a blue hydrangea? There's these really pretty, and sometimes they're pink, and right? And you say, oh, I want a blue one, or I want a pink one, or I want the other color. Well, the way you get the different flower colors, I didn't know this, is you adjust the soil acid levels. It's all the same plant. It's just what's in the soil. Interesting. How we look is a reflection of what's in our soil. Making soil healthy, say we come along and we took our little sample of soil out back and you're getting ready for a garden and you're looking to plant whatever it is and you're getting ready and so you're going extensive, you're talking with experts. This isn't just a little bit of garden. We're looking to make a livelihood out of this. We're looking to make some investment. We want these flowers pretty. Remember the Stephen Hagens? Oh man, they had, anybody remember what they had? Roses. Lots and lots of roses. They would win awards, they would show them off. Their world was roses. And they would have to take samples of the soil because they were trying to create a soil designed directly for growing roses. Well, if the soil is not healthy, what can they do? Well, there's multiple things you can do. You can add compost. Anybody see Mrs. Houck? Anybody ever go to Mrs. Houck's house? She has three giant metal cages. One here, and one here. Say, what is that? They're compost piles. And she has a three-year rotation. So this was 3 years ago. This is 2 years ago. This is this year. And then she, you know, uses that stuff up, and she just tosses her banana peels and all that stuff or whatever leaves in there, and she takes that and she puts it around her her gardens because sometimes they're missing nutrients, fertilizer. Sometimes you're driving down 531, and I don't know how, but they've came up with the brilliant idea of taking fertilizer and making it liquid, and they just spray it. Oh, that smells bad, but it adds very important nutrients back into the soil. Now, the way that you can help if you're trying to make your soil healthy is they're called cover plants, and just creates like a bed cover to protect the soil from the elements. I'm not sure if you're aware, but some of the elements get a little harsh out this way. Sometimes you'll be driving by, and maybe through the spring and summer, you notice a beautiful house, and they have beautiful gardens, and it seems like they always have flowers. How is it that their flowers are, but they stage it all out, and they put a lot of thought and time into that. Then you drive by in the winter, and oh, those crazy people, look at what they're doing. They're wrapping things, and they got things covered. They got their flowers covered in burlap or something like that, and you think, oh, that's silly. But then you go by in the spring again, and you see how beautiful it is, and they, what did they do? They protected. They covered. You could take mulch and you could take that and put that over the immediate. What does that do? It keeps it warmer. It protects it against some of these harsh elements. Another thing you can do for healthy soils to try and get some of those weeds out. We saw that when it was trying to attack our root system. Weed control. This is all, if you just read about soil, all of these things are going to come up. If you look up online, if you go to this little website called Google, google.com, and you type in soil health, these things come up. Pretty easy to find. I didn't have to scour some government website to get this information. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 17 tells us that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted, we talked about our roots, how the root system is our relationship with the Lord and how that far extends far past in a tree what anybody ever sees. 2 to 3, maybe 4 times the size of the tree is the integral root system underground. But those roots are underground for a reason. They're there potted and planted in soil. Anybody ever use bad soil? Mrs. Bayer? Didn't you just transfer some plants? What happened? Bugs. Fungus, bugs, flies in her soil. Bad soil. It's important what you plant or what you get rooted in. Say, oh, I got an extensive root system. Yeah, but what are the nutrients that are coming in? You know, so oftentimes, a little side note, this isn't even in our message here this morning. Say, then why are you saying it? Because I thought it was interesting. So oftentimes when dealing with our teenagers, oh man, we want to grab a hold of their heart and we want to be careful. We want to be careful. Can I touch your ears for a second? Great. Okay, we want to be careful with what they listen to, right? We want to be careful with what they see. And as parents, what do? Well, we go through extensive, let me check your iPod and I want to see what you, do you have an iPod? Do you have an MP3 player? No. Good. All right, so there he is, and we're checking Jacob's MP3 player, and what has he got? He's got, you know, I can't even tell you a rapper's name. I don't even know. 45 cents, right? I mean, something like that. And he's got that, and they're just initials, and mom and dad come and say, no, that's not good for you to listen to. Why? Because those are nutrients going into your roots, and oh, man, we're so careful. And mom, can I go, can we watch this movie? It's on Disney, and it's got to be great and healthy. Hold on, let me take a look, and we do all the research, and all right, that one's okay, or can I watch this, or can I do this, and all right, you know, can I see this documentary? Well, not really, because they really tell you that the world is not what God created, and no, we're going to stay away from that. And what are we doing? We're trying to protect our ears and our eyes, our young people, away from nutrients that are going to get into their root system and cause the thing to rot, right? Oh, those teenagers, man, they're constantly... Pastor Seaman and I were driving yesterday, I don't know, Friday. And if you spend a considerable amount of time with Pastor Seaman, all of a sudden you start talking about weird things. And so there we were, and I don't know how we got on the topic. We were talking about talk radio. And you know what? I'm telling you, I want to help you with something. Talk radio is about just as wicked as you can with secular music. Ungodly TV shows. Say why? Because it changes the way you see things and think. It does exactly the same thing that secular music does. It's nutrients that are getting into your root system. You be careful, Christian. You be careful what you listen to and what you watch. Because there's something going into your roots. Number one, here we need to be grounded. Grounded. Speaking of the ground itself, but also we will speak of the stability that it offers. First and foremost, we need to be in Christ. Before we can even, what are we talking about? Well, our root system is our relationship in Christ. What are we to anchor to? What are we to be grounded in? Well, that is our salvation. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Look at some verses here this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, look at, if I'm in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, what does the Bible say? He is a new creature. Is that true? Yes. God changes you from the inside out. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it gets to the out, but changes you from the inside out. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. This morning, can I put before you the importance of being in Christ? Is there a time, is there a place, is there a circumstance that you can go back to and say, I know I put my complete faith in Jesus Christ to save me from my sin? If you don't have that, that is the first and foremost. All this other stuff is just after. We're having a turkey today at the house. So that sounds great. What time did you put that in? We put that in last night at about 10:30. Say, that's going to be done. How big is that bird? Well, here's the problem. It was frozen. It was partially frozen. Mostly frozen. So at about 10:30 last night, we put a 600-pound bird into our oven at about 200 degrees. There's nothing else that we could do with that other than trying to defrost it. We couldn't stuff it with, we couldn't even get the little bag of badness out. You know, that stuff that everyone ought to throw away or feed it to the animals. That, couldn't even get that out. Could do nothing else. The only thing I could worry about is trying to thaw this thing out, getting it ready. And so many times Christians, what do we want to do? Or what do people want to do? They want to work on making themselves better without being in Christ. I need to fix, I got a drinking problem. I'm going to go, hey, how about you just get salvation settled first? Get Christ first. So oftentimes we want to worry about all the other things when God just says, here's what we need to do first. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22. Be grounded in Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Very similar verses. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Is there a time in your life where those old things were put away? You repented of your sin. Do you know what the word repent means? It means to turn from your sin. It's a 180-degree turn. I'm going this way. This is the way that my life is producing. The end of this road leads me to eternal hellfire. Say that. I don't know. That. I mean, that seems pretty, I think God loves everybody. And no, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. And there's a penalty. What is necessary? Repentance. I'm going to stop going that way. I'm going to make a move towards the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't understand it all. I don't get it all, but I put my faith and trust in Him. Look at Galatians chapter 2. And the Bible says this, I am crucified with Christ. Now, I don't need to physically nail myself to a wooden tree, but in my heart, I need to die to my sin. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. There's an old life and there's a new life. The sinful life, the life lived in Christ. So does that mean once you trust Christ, you don't sin anymore? Is that true? No. No, we don't. We still sin. There's still sin. But I have a way to fix it. That's in Christ. Number one here this morning, grounded in Christ. Are you in Christ? Grounded. Two aspects of being grounded. Number one, let's talk about the nutrients. Here we are, nitrogen. Nitrogen, if you remember, is the key element in plant growth. There is a key element in Christian growth. Say, what is that? It is the Word of God. The Word of God. This is our nitrogen. So how do I know? Because I learn everything about everybody. I learn about myself. I learn about God. I learn what He likes. I learn what He dislikes. I learn about blessings. I learn about things that are going to destroy my life. I learn about how God wants me to walk and how He doesn't want me to walk. This is the key element for growth in our life. How many of you have ever used a Miracle-Gro? You know, you watch the commercials and, you know, you got the, they have like the split screen, right? And there the person is, and it's always, they're sitting there and they're frustrated and their side of the screen is black and white, right? They're sad and they got this wilted, falling over tomato plant with like one tomato. And then the other side, it's sunny and happy and light and bright, and they got this monstrosity of a tomato plant. What's the difference? Oh, this guy used Miracle-Gro. Well, there is some truth to it. It does help. You know what? In our life, we can keep going along. We can keep trying to do things and handle things in our life and doing our best to maintain our soil without the Word of God. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to be like that dilapidated tomato plant. You're going to be missing out on some helpful information. The Word of God guides you and directs you. It tells you how you should live. I'm thankful for that. It is the key element in the Christian's growth. Some time ago, we were working on our car. So you do a lot of work on your car. Those are the kind of cars we get. We were working on our car, and I had the right tool. I just didn't know how to use it. Sure enough, Brother Burkhart comes over with that tool, and just in the right hands, bam. He's like, hey, you need this. I said, yeah, I need that, but I don't know what I'm doing with that. I'm so glad you're in church here today. I'm so glad that there are people in your life that maybe if there's a element of I just don't understand or I know someone that can come along by and take that right tool and make application in your life. Isn't that a blessing? Thankful for the nitrogen to my soil, the Word of God. Not only do we have nitrogen, we had phosphorus. Phosphorus helps transfer energy from sunlight to the plants. And I thought, oh, that's, I get what that is. That is the Holy Spirit working inside of me, transferring the power of God to me. Yeah, I got phosphorus. I need some. Need some nutrients. I need nitrogen in my soil. I need phosphorus. Yes, I need the Word of God, but I also need the Spirit of truth to teach me these things. The Holy Spirit says that He is that for us. The transfer of power from God to you. I like that passage in Acts where the Ethiopian eunuch is sitting there and he's got the right passage opened. And he sits there and he says, and Philip comes up and he says, hey, do you need help? And he goes, do you understand what you're reading? He says, how am I supposed to understand without someone showing me? And I'm thankful for someone to come along and the help of transfer of power from God to my heart. Thankful for that. Potassium. What does that do? It's disease resistance. I'm here to tell you this morning that the Word of God can protect you from things that ought not to be in your life. It is our potassium. So how do you do that? Fasting. Prayer. God gives you wisdom. The Holy Spirit of God will touch your heart about, hey, you ought not to do that. You ought to stay away from that. Why? Because that's going to destroy you. We were talking a little bit in Sunday school about, and we're going to get even into it a little bit more, but how dangerous it is to wander away from the teachings of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. And come to the knowledge of, hey, you know what? I know a better way. Oh, no. You're looking for disease. Hey, if your roots this morning are not growing, you need to add some things and help protect it. You need some nitrogen. I'm thankful. I am thankful that God has made a way in our life that if things aren't right, that we can correct it. No matter how dark, no matter how deep the situation, no matter how dilapidated the soil is, there are things that you can add to it and do to make it productive. Man, that's good news. I got no nutrients in my soil. My roots are dying. Well, good news. Here's some things that we can do. We can implement the Word of God. We can allow the Holy Spirit of God to work in our heart. And we can include fasting and prayer as we make application to the Word of God to our life. What's that doing? That's putting fertilizer. That's putting the protective cases around it. That's adding food to the soil. It's doing all those things. No one has any excuse of why they're not growing. Because there's ways to fix it. Ever just not know stuff? Say, yeah, all the time. Go to Lowe's and you ask what you thought was a simple question. Yeah, I'm looking for soil. Well, what kind of soil? The dirt kind. I don't know. Well, what are you looking to plant? Looking to plant plants. That's what you do with soil. Well, are you looking to do vegetables or fruit? Are you looking to do flowers? Are you looking? We're looking to do some flowers and we're looking to do some vegetables. Well, what kind of flowers? These are for the roses. These are for this kind. These are for that kind. These are for wildflowers. Just give me one of everything. My truck is driving like this, you know? Oh, you're going to need fertilizer. What kind of fertilizer? Well, again, for this kind, you need that. Come on. That's how specific the Word of God is. Where are you at? Where are you trying to get to? Well, I would like to take, I believe the Lord touched my heart, and I would like to take the Word of God to people that have never heard before. We got the nutrients for you. You're going to have to add this, and you're going to have to add this, and you're going to have to get rid of that. What are you trying to grow? What are you trying to be? I just want to be faithful. I want to be in the church. I want to serve in the church. All right, here's your NPK. No matter where you're at, where are you at? I'm just starting out. I got a root about this big, and I got a lot of mess. We got stones in here. We got toys. Ever dig, and all of a sudden you pull out a toy out of the garden? There's no nutrients in this. And I've been looking for this. Or a tool. Hey, no matter where you're at in your life, please know God can help you. He can help you grow. We just got to take those things and add it. How many seasons have you gone through at your house or in your life and said, oh, you know what? Next year we're going to do a garden. I see people, you know, the Warners, they're always bringing in, you know, backing up van loads of fruit and vegetables that they got out of the garden. Next year, we're going to do that. We're going to save money, and we're going to do that. And then it's time. It's like, I don't want to do that. I don't have a rototiller. I don't have this. It's going to cost money. It's just a lot of work. Welcome to the Christian life. And season after season goes by in your life, and there's dilapidated nutrients in your soil, and we've become content with it, and we're wondering why our roots are dying. Take some action. Grow. Not only do roots provide nutrients, but they also provide stability and strength. Not only does the ground, the dirt, not only does it provide nutrients, but it provides stability and strength. The roots are awesome if they can grab a hold of the dirt. In our life, we need balance. If in your life, all you did was fast, you'd be hungry. You can't do that. There's got to be a balance in your life. Proverbs chapter 11, let's look at here. Proverbs Proverbs chapter 11. The Bible says a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. Back in the Old Testament, they didn't have like banks and things, and they didn't have minted coins based on, we're going to determine that this coin is of this value. They would use the weight. And there were money changers, so they would have a piece of precious metal, and they would put it on one side of the balance. It wasn't even a scale. It was a balance. They would put something, a predetermined weight on the other side to determine how much that thing weighed. The Bible says that a false balance. So maybe they had a set for their taking money versus a set that they're giving money. You could see the discrepancy in the weights, although what it says on the outside. And he says this, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. Hey, in your life, when you're out of balance, things are going to be a mess in your life. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. There's a balance there. This, that, this, that, this, that. Look at Titus chapter 2. I'll show you some balances. We need well-balanced soil. We know our plants need, they need nutrients, they need water, and they need sunlight, right? Fresh air. You deplete any one of those, and the plant is going to wilt. It's going to die. I need sunlight. I'm gonna cook this thing. How many of you have gone to the store and there's flowers? And you again, I realize how much I don't know. I go into Lowe's and I say, I would like to buy flowers. Well, what kind of flowers? The pretty ones that smell nice. I don't know what else to say. They're like, well, what kind of shade cover do you have? You know. There's some shade. I don't know what to say. They're like, well, these ones are for full shade. These are partial shade. These are for... Why? Because that plant can handle more and less of that. I'm saying, ever have your child help you water the plants? You got to... Okay, just a little bit. Just a little bit. You don't need that much. Well, if water's good, we'll just keep dumping... We'll just put it all in water. No. There's got to be balance. And so it is in our life. Titus chapter 2 and verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. What is that? That's balance. Titus chapter 3 and verse 2, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men, showing all meekness unto the people that are nice and kind and loving. No, showing all meekness unto all men. What is that? That's called balance in our life. We need balance. And that's what that soil needs. It needs balance. Too much of nitrogen, not enough phosphorus. Where do I get potassium? In your life, there needs to be a balance. That will produce stability and strength. We talked about roots. We talked about a couple weeks ago. We're going to be rooted in Christ, our relationship in Christ. But there's some grounding that we need to. If a plane gets grounded, that means it's not allowed to go away. It's stuck. If you do electrical, there's three wires. There's a Seth, hot wire, neutral wire, and a ground wire. Ground wire is the green one. Maybe. Usually. For most people, the ground wire... Why is it called the ground wire? Somewhere, somehow, that's connected to the ground so you don't burn your house up. When we were redoing our electrical system at our house. When we moved in, we had fuse boxes, combination of fuse boxes and breaker boxes. So Greg Klubeck came over and helped us put in a new panel box. And he says, you don't have a ground to your house. I said, yes, I do. I'm standing on it. Look, there's ground right here. He says, no, electrically. There's no grounds. So take these rods and just knock them into the ground. So that's what we did. We took these things that were 80 feet long, it felt like, and we had to pound those things into the ground. He said, let me know when you get those in. Dumbest thing ever. And then he hooked up our house that was grounded, connected to the ground. Stable. Hey, in our life, not only do we need balance, we need some stability. You want to mess a kid up really bad? Flip their life upside down all the time. Know what works? Know what I like about our school? The stability in the schedule. Every single day, on Monday, this is what we do. On Tuesday, this is what we do. On Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There's structure. You know what the Christian needs in their life? To be grounded. Have some stability. Over the summer, this past summer, we took Madison to college. We had the great idea. We were at the ocean front, and we said, let's have a race. I said, oh, great. I'm going to show these young kids how fast the old man is, Brother Rice. And we took off running on sand. Anybody ever run on sand? It's a blessing. I think I was winning. Unbeknownst to me, in the middle of the sand, was a sand hole. It looked like there was sand, but I put my foot right into that, and I just went right down. Say, oh, I wish we could see that. There's a video somewhere of it. What happened? I was trying to run on something that was unstable. How about your life? Feeling frustrated? You're feeling like I don't understand. It feels like everything's coming down around me. What you're missing is the stability. What does everybody want? Stability. So how do you be grounded in the Lord and make that remain? Well, personally, I would recommend studying the Scriptures daily. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're almost done. 2 Timothy chapter 3, in verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Sounds like being grounded. You see that? And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Say, what is that? That sounds like stability to me. Studying the Scriptures. Knowing what God says about things in your life. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. 1 Peter 3:15 says this, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. The ability to respond about the stability that is in your life. Look at Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and verse 18. Psalm 119 and verse 18. Psalm 119 is all about God's Word. What does God say about His Word? Psalm 119 and verse 18 says this, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Know what that says? That says, God, help me to see what you're doing. I know you're doing stuff, but I need you to open my eyes. How do we create a root system that is going to last, to remain? We get grounded. We have the right nutrients. We're well balanced. We do things in our life that will help us remain. This is for those that have maybe been saved for a number of years. What do I do now? You continue on. Every year, Mrs. Houck runs through that same procedure. Number three becomes number one. Number one becomes number two. Number two becomes number three. How long has she been doing that? I don't know. She's up in years. So why does she do it? Because it works. So you're telling me, for me to keep growing the Lord, I need to keep reading and studying. Yes, I've already heard that. Yes, it's because it works. It's what's going to help you remain and be grounded. Not only study, but how about this? Comparing Scripture with Scripture. Look at Psalm 19. Psalm 19. There's a group of people in this world that say it's okay to terminate a pregnancy because it's inconvenient. There's a lot of people in the United States of America that think that is perfectly okay. Say, what are your thoughts on it? I think it's murder. But who cares what I think? What does God say? So the philosophies that are being presented today, Jay did an excellent job in Sunday school about this. He was talking about when he was in college. And a philosophy, a thought was produced. And all of a sudden you start thinking that, and it's like, wow, that kind of makes sense. Until you go back to the Scriptures. Until you see what God says. See, the problem is the devil, the liar, will begin to manipulate your mind to thinking that wrong is right. So what do we need? Well, if we're going to be grounded in Christ, Psalm 19, verse 7, for the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. I don't know, I didn't do all that school stuff, and I don't know about all that stuff. But if you know what God says, you just took someone that was considered simple, and you became wise. Acts 17. Acts 17 in verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word, look at now, with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Not only ought we to study our Scriptures daily, we ought to contemplate and compare what we hear to what God says daily. At school, I'm thankful for breaks, like a vacation. Say, oh, I bet to get out of the building for a couple. No, not for that. I love school. I love being here. I don't like when sometimes responsibilities or things take me away. On Friday, we were out of town. We went and got to hear some preaching in Buffalo. And man, I was excited about coming back just to see how school was. I love school. I love our kids. I love our staff. I'm thankful for what we get to do on a regular basis. But, you know what's great about having a break and a vacation is we get a little reset. Because it's amazing to me how even the strictest of procedures sometimes get blurred a little bit. So after a long break, after like February break, we can come back and restart again. I'm so thankful for those times. Why? Because sometimes in our life we let things slip a little bit. Sometimes we get off on things. And what we need is what this says here. And that they receive the word with all readiness of mind, a humility towards the scriptures of, I might not know everything. And I might have let some things slip. I'm thankful that I have a word of God that helps me get back on track. Hey, if you're looking to have your root system remain, if you're looking to be grounded and remain, stay humble towards the scriptures. Matthew chapter 7, we'll end with this. Matthew chapter 7. Familiar story, often quoted, usually to our own betterment. We use this when it works in our favor. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 1. Judge not that ye be not judged. We usually bring that up when we're getting judged, right? When someone's calling into question our life. But it is still the scriptures. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 2. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Happens often with our children. One comes and tattles on the other. Then after close examination, it's not too strange to find that the one that was tattling was equally, if not more, guilty than the one that they told on. Verse 3, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Every now and then, sometimes we get consumed. Again, I'm going to come over to Jacob because he's the closest, Benjamin. And what are we doing? We're trying to... What happens? We just got off a little bit. I'm thankful for the Word of God. The Word of God that can come by and adjust our thinking and sight. Because every now and then we do get off. We're not thinking right. Maybe it was a circumstance at work. Maybe it was a home situation. Maybe it was a catastrophic. Maybe it was something really, really good that messed up our convictions. Being faithful in the Word of God, as we approach it humbly, we need to be reminded that we are to be teachable, to never stop being a student of the Scripture. Why? Because we want to remain. Study the Scriptures, compare the Scriptures, be humble towards the Scriptures. Because, as we said, this is the nutrients by which we will grow. Maybe in your life, you need a little more nitrogen. Need a little more phosphorus. Need a lot less potassium. Maybe there's things in your Christian walk that need to be added. I'm not growing how I should. My root system, my relationship with Christ is dwindling. Maybe you're missing out on the stability and the strength. Maybe your life is what we would say unbalanced. Sunday morning is not the only time that we study and read the Scriptures. It will be the nourishment to your soul that will give you direction, will help you and prevent you from, well, getting off. Let's all stand.